Chick, I carried that man on my back to the car. She willing.
So
she is willing.
I can't even
tell you. No, you don't open the books. So I'm going to tell the story. Now, all right, shout out to little bro in Georgia, Jonathan. He came down for the weekend, and we decided that we was going to skip breakfast. That means we didn't eat anything. Matter of fact, we did eat something. It was gin and juice. That's what we ate, you know? So
gin and juice.
From sun up to sun down, that's all we did was drink. And somebody had the great idea to say, let's go get a 24-pack, and let's go to the park in the hot. Nobody said anything about food, so Boone Villa did not eat anything. That's a no-no. If you're a drinker, you know that's a cardinal rule. You must feed the alcohol. DeAndre Jerome Horns, a.k.a. Boone Villa, did not feed the alcohol, and I was conquered. So that's that.
Chris, if you would have been there, you would have been on the floor dying. This man was in the middle of a conversation, and he was talking, and he was like, yeah, so anyway, yeah. So that's what I was saying.
I was thoroughly though.
He threw up in the middle of a sentence. And then try to come back to the conversation as if we didn't see. We was like, my dude, you just threw up. That's nasty. How you just gonna keep on talking? He said, let me just go sit down for a little bit.
I sat down in a used grill, cuz. That's how drunk I was. It was an old abandoned grill. You know how them old grills they have in the pot that they already have for you out there just in case you want a grill on it? Like, nobody ever uses them, but they out there.
Right.
Yeah, I took a seat in that.
That's horrible. So anyway, he's not allowed to drink, so I don't know why he's saying he's going to be at the beer truck. Speaking of drinking, we're also going to be at Visions Ultra Lounge tomorrow, Friday, for the Meet Your Sweet networking event. Shout out to Yoshiko Entertainment, who's in charge of throwing that. We'll be there in the building with other prominent business owners in the area, also some musicians, some DJs, and some other people of different entities are going to be there. And this event is all about networking and bringing people together. So if you have a business or you have some music or whatever, this is an opportunity to get out there and meet some individuals, some like-minded individuals who are doing what you're doing and who are all about supporting each other. So please make sure you're there. That event is at Vision Ultra Lounge from 5 to 9, and I will be there as well. I am so hyped right now. You have no idea. I just got an offer to be a model for the Curve Appeal. So I'm excited because, although I love the hosting thing and I love the radio show, I also like the modeling thing. And if y'all remember, I did the Curves at Full Throttle. So now I'm interested in doing Project Curve Appeal. So y'all look out for that. That should be happening really soon. And that's, in support of the curvy and shapely women out there. I'm all about that. So I can't wait to get out there. Chris, you've been doing some booking for us, right? And without giving out too much information, talk about, we got people calling us left and right trying to be on the show. And I'm excited because these people are coming from all over the country. So,
Indiana.
Give the audience a little taste of what they're going to expect in the near future.
In the near future, we're definitely going to have a lawyer medium to come on the show, Mr. Anthony. We're going to have a couple more erotic individuals who are into writing books for erotica. We also have a couple artists, one from Philadelphia, artist from North Carolina that's going to be joining us, do a combination of the R&B hip-hop, a little pop hip-hop.
Okay.
Definitely, we're also going to be having individual male who's going to be coming on the show, who's going to talk about different ways to make food. We're going to have another person to come through and come on who's going to be talking about ways to go green, but awesome. I'm just going to say in the aspect of using what you have, vegetables and whatever, to create a very dynamic meal. I mean, it's so many different multifaceted things that's going to be coming your way. So definitely all the listeners out there, stay tuned.
Yes.
And it's going to be a wonderful thing.
Definitely doing big things. We get in recognition from people all over the country, and you know, it started off as being Cap City in Virginia, but we are trying to support everybody. So I can't wait. I'm excited. We have a caller already, so I'm gonna go ahead and give this caller an opportunity to say something, even though we don't have the guest yet. I mean, let's give a shout out to the caller who's early. Hold on for
That's
one
right.
second.
Early bird.
What's
y'all always
do
to be early. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Yo, what's up, Ish? How you doing?
What's up, who is this?
It's Lee. She says Louie.
Good, how you
what's
doing,
up,
man?
Louie? Oh, my God, it's been such a long time. What's up, Louie? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. How about y'all, man?
We good, we good. Are you staying? Are you staying for the show?
Am I singing?
Yeah, you standing in the line with us.
Are you hanging out with us for the show, or you just wanted to say something real quick?
I'm hanging on me. I'm cool. We cool. Let's go.
All right.
We're gonna welcome Louie into the role. We in the virtual studio. We're gonna go ahead and get into the person of the hour, which is Mrs. Suzanne A. Roberts, and she is the author of the Undercover 10, The Unwritten Rule for Failed Relationships. And her instructional book teaches the basics about expressing yourself sexually and using nonverbal expressions of intimacy. From what she did at the Revelations at Sunset show, I'm sure we're about to get it into a very deep and profound conversation. Do y'all kind of get an idea of what she might be talking about?
Oh, man. I got a front row seat of what she was talking about. No pun intended. But I was like right there in the front when she was talking. But it's going to be very interesting. I just want to let her share her story. I want to hear it from a woman's voice, nobody else's. Just let her do her thing.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and give her a call then.
All right. Let's get her going.
Enjoy this call tone while we connect you.
What? I told
you. Yeah. We do music on Gap 2 TV, baby.
Hello.
Hello, can I speak to Ms. Suzanne Roberts, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Ms. Roberts. You're on the Gap 2 Diva radio show. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for calling, and I appreciate you having me on.
No problem. I appreciate you doing this. I mean, since you took the time out to write your book, and you also were a vendor at the Revelations at Sunset show, I just thought this would be a perfect outlet for you to pretty much promote your book and tell us a little bit more about what you have going on. Now, first of all, this is the author, Suzanne Roberts, on the line, the author of The Undercover 10, The Unwritten Rule for Failed Relationships. If y'all have any questions or comments, be sure to give her a call, and the number is 1-646-378-0442. Again, the number is 1-646-378-0442. Now, Ms. Roberts, can you go ahead and tell us exactly what is your book about?
My book is about self-exploration, being able to express yourself sexually to your partner, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, and do it in a comfortable manner and in a way that you can do it without being afraid and knowing who you are and not going over your limits and basically just being comfortable with you overall.
And what prompted you to write a book about this subject matter?
Well, I spoke with a lot of women in relationships and marriages, and they came to me and they were talking about lots of things that they were going through, like they weren't able to express themselves, and they used to ask me a lot of questions on how they could go about doing this. And basically, I came to the conclusion that They definitely have to be able to be comfortable with them and know themselves. And lots of them were self-conscious about how they felt. And I just said, you know, take the time to be comfortable with you, sit back, get to know yourself, be a well-seasoned person, and then it's going to shine and come through. It's going to just show out, and then people are going to see it. And it's definitely going to have a great effect on your partner.
Wow.
So do you think that failed relationships are due to women having a lack of confidence?
Sometimes people don't really know themselves, and they may say, you know what, I don't want to be judged, or I don't want to be, you know, looked at as, well, I'm just this kind of person, or I'm just trying too hard. But I think it's something where deep down inside they know that they can do a lot of things, but they just have to bring that out. They just have to search deep down, pull it out, and just be, you know, open with it and show off everything that they can do and just basically be that perfect 10 that they're hawking.
Be all you can be. I understand
yes.
that.
To sum it up, and let me know if I'm wrong, you're basically telling them how to be a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets.
Exactly.
Now, all right, before we go any further, this is an uncensored show, so I don't want you to be filtered at all.
Okay.
So y'all need to go ahead and say what y'all need to say, because I feel like it's kind of it's watered down right now. This is grown people talking.
Mm-hmm.
Grown folk. Thank you for that, Bonnie. Appreciate that. So in your book, you talk about finding how to please yourself, don't you?
Oh.
Yes. Taking that time to look in the mirror, feel your body, look at yourself, look at the beautifulness that you have, put on your lingerie, make sure that you look good. Knowing that, okay, well, you know, I'm very sexy, and I'm going to show it.
I always look at a sexual situation as, if I don't turn my cell phone on, how do I expect to turn my partner on? And you can be able to once you put your lingerie on and you know your top eyes are sitting up right and your butt looks really good and you're looking at the mirror, you're like, goodness. I would do myself. That's when you
That's right.
Go ahead and do it.
I'm saying, because I mean, you ain't turning your cell phone. If you don't find yourself sexually attractive, how do you expect the person who's sleeping with you to find you sexually attractive?
Exactly. So once you see yourself, I'm beautiful, I'm sexy, I'm talented, I got it going on, and you shine that through. Definitely your partner's going to see that. Once you have that confidence, that inner confidence, other people are going to see it.
So what I was saying is,
you said you got a lot of females that you talk to. Do you have any males coming to you with these same questions, or do you talk to males about the same thing?
Yes, I talk to them. I usually ask them, what about women? What do you first notice about women when you see them? And most of them say that they're visual. They like a way how a woman looks, how she carries herself, if she's confident, if she has things going on besides work. You know, she's just keep on pressing on and trying to better herself. And a lot of them have told me some great things, like they look at how their hair is kept. Or the clothes that they wear, if it's very nice and they have a great demeanor. I've come across a few fellas that look at their toes, look at their nails, look at the whole picture, and then they listen to them talk. So men are definitely looking when a female comes around. Men are definitely observing a lot of things. So it was interesting to talk to guys and get some feedback from them.
And just a word out for all you fellas out there who get mad at your girlfriend or your wife or your significant other for spending a lot of money on her hair, nails, and clothes or spending too much time in the bathroom getting ready. These are girls who are being, who's being very precise and doing, showing very much attention to detail because you men out there are looking at all these things. So that means that they have to make sure that they're well kept. to be visually appealing to the man, right?
Right.
You know,
right.
Well, one of the things I can say is that if you do it in the beginning of a friendship or relationship,
mm-hmm.
just continue to do it because it's consistency. And if you don't do it, as soon as you start lacking off, he's
mm-hmm.
going to start peeking or looking at something else or veering off in another direction.
And make sure what you're doing, what you think is an improvement, is actually an improvement because you may be knocking yourself down. Some people can't wear everything. I'm sorry. You would never catch me in a Speedo, not my Steve. you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying you just gotta do you and stay within your frame of mind, you know? So, I don't know.
Now, what are some of the tips in your book that you provide to women on how to find themselves and how to impress, you know, their man? Or rather, how to find that perfect 10 in there?
Well, some of the basic techniques is just looking in the mirror and saying that you love yourself. I love you to yourself. And then after you have done that so many times and you're standing there and you're saying, you know what, this is a beautiful person standing right here and I'm a good man or woman. And really I hear the book towards women, but I've had men who have come to me and who have read the book and said, you know what, this is an excellent tool, not only for women, but they have changed some of the scenarios around for them. But once they actually, you know, the person stands in front of the mirror and says, you know what, I'm a good woman, that means you're picking up the fact that you're valuable, you're priceless, and you're few far in between. So right there and then you're kind of realizing that, okay, deep down I am a perfect 10. Because I do love myself, and I do have value. So, therefore, I'm going to express it.
Look,
okay.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't for me. Like, this for all the other listeners that maybe attend the show. Like, so you do see this beautiful woman that's got it going on, that's just banging, right? And
mm-hmm.
she banging so bad that, like, it kind of intimidates you. But, like, how should you present yourself to her or approach yourself? Like, you know what I mean? What should you say to her, like, to start off a good conversation with her?
Well,
mm-hmm.
we could dissect that into two parts. First of all, why does she intimidate you?
Cause
that's
mm-hmm.
one part.
This ain't for me now. This for, like, other mm-hmm. people that who passing me notes to ask you this. Like, they might feel like that women maybe outshine them or they wouldn't think about
giving them. Have your lead.
Yeah, it won't be
yeah.
the time of the day. So it kind of makes them fear that woman, you know what I mean?
So, but you know what? Honestly,
mm-hmm.
God didn't make any man or any woman out of anybody's league.
Mm-hmm.
True that.
Honestly, not at all. It's just the point of, you know, you – just taking yourself, taking the courage within yourself to go and say, hey, how you doing? My name is so-and-so, yours. It can be just a small, casual conversation. And most beautiful, most voluptuous women
mm-hmm.
are lonely women.
Point well taken. Point well taken.
All you got to do is tell them you like their shoes, then walk off. You know, that's what you do.
I think that
because most men are afraid to approach
about being confident.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
once you approach somebody with confidence and you look them dead in the eye, there's no way they can refute. No way.
I mean, if you're doing what you're saying, like looking in the mirror every day, you saying, "Damn, I look good. I carry myself well. I'm clean. I'm well groomed. I have confidence." You want to get to the point where you're gonna start to think that whatever I want, I should get. I deserve it because I have confidence in myself knowing that I can handle the situation. So for what Lou was saying, if you look at a girl and she's banging and she's, you know, she's good looking, you want to approach her. If you have that confidence in you, then no
mm-hmm.
girl is out of your league. No girl is too bad for you to go talk to.
Nah, but what if, like, you're afraid of rejection, though? Like, that's what it all boils down. Like, a lot of people are afraid of rejection, you know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
they don't know how to handle that situation if they, like, they just so caught up on the fact, like, nah, she might diss me. I ain't even going to give it the time of the day.
But you know what? My mother has taught me a very beautiful thing. She said, you know, as long as you're honest, you're bold, you're confident, and you can go before somebody and talk to them and have a conversation with them. She was like, it could be 100 women in the room. 5 out of those 100 women in the room going to say yes.
That's
a lot of numbers.
That's 95 women you're going through, though. Your confidence is at an all-time low.
All your life, out of all the women that you may have approached or talked to or anything like that, somebody eventually is going to say yes. But, you know, you can't.
Yes, immediately. If you carry yourself well and you're not pressed, like a lot of guys nowadays, if they approach a girl, especially a girl who's fine, and they're like, yo, what your name is? I hate that. But anyway, when they're like, what your name is or something, and you don't respond the way they want you to respond, they'd be like, oh, she's stuck up, or she whatever, or they get an attitude, or next thing you know, they want to diss you or whatever. But if the guy who carries himself well, and he's like, look, I'm going to talk to you, and you're like, oh, I can't, I'm sorry. Okay, that's fine, you know, whenever you're ready, I'm here. That's the one that she got her nose wide open for, because he didn't react like everybody else. He still acts like
exactly.
a gentleman. So now she's keeping you out, and now she's watching you. And now you get attention from other people, or maybe, you know, maybe you get attention from one other person. Now she wants to figure out, why did I say no? Let me go change his mind and make him ask me again. You know what I'm saying?
But
so how do you carry it? If you, when you get rejected, that makes a difference.
But like, say it's an impulse decision, though. Say, like, you just walking. Say you just walk into the gas station, you pumping your gas or something. You see somebody running the store, you like, I want to talk to her. You know what I mean? You maybe never see this girl again another day of your life. So, you know what I mean? That's
then it's just
going to
make
Well, you could open the door for her and look her in the dead in the eye and say, good afternoon, how are you? Need help?
Before or after she pulled the maze out. I understand what you're saying. But realistically, you can't just walk up on anybody nowadays. People are too paranoid.
That's
I mean,
true.
They say, I mean, chivalry, they say it's dead, but it's to each his own, I think.
I mean, if you walk up to somebody and your face is frowned up, or you're dressing crazy, or you're looking like you said that you're going to rob or hurt somebody, something like that, of course they're going to maybe react like that, but even if you dress the way you are, if you come with a smile or a good demeanor, they're going to recognize that as not being hostile.
Right.
Well, I mean, yeah, you got a point there. But me, I'm always dressed in work clothes unless I'm going out. I got a beautiful smile. Now, if I go and smile at somebody, they're going to look at me like, ew, where
well, you
been?
Anyway, now let's get back to the book.
You know what? I'm just...
anyway, what you smiling at people
first.
For? You need to shut up. Anyway.
Scenario is different. Every person is different. Every person is definitely different. And the way that you approach someone definitely has something to do with inner confidence.
So how would
then
you
you're... say again?
How would you want to be approached?
Good afternoon, how are you? Nice low tone, you know, even, kind of mellow, eye contact. Definitely you would have my ear once I see
you
that.
You gotta have swag.
Swag
going,
huh? Okay.
You gotta have swag. Now, Miss Roberts, back to the book. Now, when you wrote this book, what was your intention, besides, you know, putting out your own book, what was your intention for your audience to get from it? And what did you want them to use it for specifically in their relationship? Or is this for people who have failed relationships? Can they get new relationships from reading your book?
I've had one person actually come up to me and say that a friend of theirs, they did get into a relationship, but I wrote this more for people who they kind of are at a standstill and they just need to reinvent themselves. And also for some women that I've talked to who were going through divorces and they just didn't know which way to go. And in my conversations with them, I found that a lot of them, they just didn't have the inner confidence that they needed to go and look for new relationships, or to, like, some of them, they had failed relationships, failed marriages, and they just felt like, you know, I'm just tired of fighting. I just don't know what to do. So this is a way that they could read about something and just get to know about themselves. It's just one aspect of some things that people go through in their relationships, but it's a topic that's talked about often. So just the confidence piece or just getting to know yourself is a great, great starter for a lot of the women and men out there
right.
if they want to just get to know themselves, or they want to reinvent themselves or just try to rekindle a relationship.
Now, you gave us one tip, and that was a tip about looking in the mirror and telling yourself that you are beautiful and building your confidence that way. What other tips do you have for individuals coming from your book that could help them in harnessing a brand new relationship that they could count on?
You said, what other tips do I have?
Uh-huh.
Okay, just basically getting to know them. Not only do you look in the mirror, but do something that you like. Just don't live your life for other people just to please them. Get to know, go out there, educate yourself. Go out there and have fun. You know, do something that you haven't done before that you ever thought about doing. Don't ever stop learning. Don't ever stop living. Don't ever stop having fun. And always build upon you and make yourself better.
That's amazing.
That's good stuff.
What'd you say, Chris?
I said that's absolutely amazing. That is good stuff.
Well, she's right. A lot of women, they get into a relationship with a guy, and all of a sudden their personal life is gone. Like, they don't have any likes. They don't have any likes. They don't have any hobbies. They don't have any side things. They're just all about that man. And it's like they drop their friends. They drop everything that they know for somebody. And then when it doesn't work out, you're back to square one again.
Right.
You have to find out what kind of person you are and what kind of person is going to match with the person that you actually are instead of you trying to match with every person that you're with.
Exactly. And one big mistake that a lot of people make is you complete me. That's incorrect. You should be whole. You should be whole before you get to them. So that way you come with all the fun and all the laughter and the love that you need to, and you have find someone else like that, and you make each other better.
Okay. Now, can you get into some of the verbal and nonverbal expressions of intimacy that you were referring to in your book?
You said the verbal. Okay, verbal would be something like you're just trying to tell them what you would like or what you would feel. So let's say, baby, I want you to rub my back, kiss my neck, rub my thighs, and then turn me right over and spread my legs. That's some of the verbal.
You talking to me? Can you say that again?
Are you talking to me?
But that's excellent communication, though, because a lot of times you find out that the guy is out there experimenting or doing things that he thinks that the girl likes. So,
right.
I mean, that's excellent. That's excellent.
See, you know what? I don't mean to disagree with you, because I think that's a great way to get exactly what it is that you're looking for. But I have a hard time giving somebody an instruction list of what I want. I kind of want, and that's my bad, because I don't think that men should be able to read our minds. It's just that I like to be surprised. And I don't want to sit there and say, lay me on the bed and kiss my neck and, you know, do all that and then flip me over. Because then I'm telling you what to do. And it's not you actually doing it, it's me giving you instructions. And the next thing you know, we make your love and stuff, and I'm like, kiss my ass, pull my hair.
Getting them to understand and learn you as a person, what you like and what you don't like, and,
right.
You know, he's going to get perfect at it. So you ain't got to say nothing, tell him nothing. He's just going to do that, and you're going to be like, wow.
I mean, I guess once you communicate. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm
just saying.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I mean, I guess once you give him those initial instructions, he can do and what he want to do with it. He can play with it a little bit.
And also, it's good, too. Sometimes, once in a while, you just want to hear their voice. Just, you know, just, baby, talk to me. Tell me what you like, baby. You know, tell me it's good. Tell me, you know, tell me. Give me that pussy. Tell me, you know. It makes you excited, and it increases that adrenaline and the flow, you know. It helps the libido.
I'm not even going to lie. I like it when we talk in the bedroom.
Huh?
I understand that.
Anyway, I see what you're saying, but I guess you gotta give the person instructions initially when you first starting out, because like I said, they don't know your body, so they have to give time to learn your body and do all that stuff. Now,
and also, like you said, the person has to learn their own body. Because if you don't know your own body, you can't tell nobody how to make you feel good.
Right.
Now, Susan, what are some ways that people can learn their own body?
They can stand in front of the mirror, or they can feel themselves. They can examine themselves. Just basically, some people just take a mirror, look at themselves, like a small little hand mirror. You can learn that. You can masturbate and know how you like it, how fast, how slow, if you like it really wet or dry, in between. That's one way you can get to know yourself. Also, what you can do, you can experiment with, some people experiment with food. They like the wet or the dry sensation, the heat or the cold. So,
she's that fool. That's a fat man's dream. You got to incorporate your two loves.
It just sounds like,
you know, that you just got to have fun with it. Whatever your preference is, just do it. Don't care what nobody else think about it. I mean, really, they ain't know what you're doing unless you tell it.
Exactly.
I'm a big person about masturbation. I think everybody who is sexually active should masturbate. I know a lot of people feel like that's a big no-no, or I only did that when I was in high school, or I was doing that when I wasn't getting some. But I think even if you have sex every day, you should still masturbate every day, because masturbation, having an orgasm, increases endorphins, that increases positive behavior and positive mood. So I'm a big person, and I did my research, and I think that everybody should masturbate at least once a day. It changes your mood and makes you a happier person. And like you said, you find ways that you like to have sex.
You can get away with murder after sex. That's all that means. Get away with murder.
I just want to reiterate on this real quick. Not only the verbal cues, sometimes listen to her voice, listen to her moans. It's almost like, you know how that you could play that game hot, cold when you were small?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Listen to her body, her movement. I mean, just pay attention to all those things, and it's going to happen for you.
But I feel like a lot of people don't listen in the bedroom either, because you're going to be sitting there like, oh, yes, that's good. Oh, yeah, right there. And then they turn around and do something totally different. You're like, what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
I go off.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody who wants to just do their own thing. And just, I just want to do my own thing. I don't really want to listen. And that's it.
They're trying to get themselves out the way so they can go to sleep.
You know what?
Sometimes
that's
you
cool.
Do though, because like if you keep in that same position and you feel like you about to come early, it's gonna be lights out for you then. You know what I mean? So sometimes
you gotta switch it up. Sometimes you got to.
Like, you know what I mean? The same way I can't do it for a long continuous of time where I know my little man about to march. So I go ahead.
You got to know your stroke count, too, you know? Like my boy Cat Williams said, you got to know these things, you know? So that's why you get your practice in.
One thing for the fellas, maybe you should worry about foreplay and getting the woman out of the way first, because it takes us longer. And then y'all can go ahead and do y'all thing so you can go to sleep. But y'all spend so much time worrying about yourself and didn't want to worry about the woman that you don't even have any energy to take care of the woman's needs. So won't you be selfish and put the woman before you?
What about round two, round three?
Totally agree. I learned that, you know, but I agree to it now.
I agree to it now.
All right. Agree to all that shit. But then I got older. And I'm going to tell you what really changed my mind. When I was looking at that Cat Williams DVD.
Yeah.
I forgot which one it was. But he told me sometimes you got to hit that reset button. You know what I mean? You got to jump.
Yeah. You know what we're talking about. Start getting good and then accidentally slip out. Yeah, it wasn't an accident. You got to reset.
You
got to reset.
Okay. Now, okay, Suzanne, what are some of the nonverbal cues that we should use for intimacy?
Eye contact. Smell, taste, the size.
I can't say the eye contact thing, because I sit there and look, and I'm trying to do that lustful look, and he just looking at me and said, what?
Sometimes it could just be a soft look, a touching of the hand or rubbing of the face, rubbing down the arms, ticklish spots. He's not ticklish. Everybody is ticklish, especially in that groin area to the side where the leg and the thigh, you know, the stomach and the thigh meet. Right over there in the groin area.
And he won't laugh.
Another spot.
I don't know. You're going to have to work with me. We probably going to have some counseling session after the show, because the nonverbal things is the ones that really don't work for me. I do the prime, I touch the arm, I kiss the cheek, I touch the face, I look.
This ain't about you.
Move. I can't see the TV. Move. What's
oh,
move?
Boy.
What?
Oh, wow. Yeah. That sounds like other issue.
I'm being a judge.
Open, expand your mind.
Wow.
I gotta send a pigeon note. Like, I mean, really, to say I want to have sex.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Did y'all ruin this for me?
Wow.
Y'all are terrible.
Well, go ahead.
She is
what
terrible.
Are the non-verbal cues?
Huh?
Licking. Those are non-verbal. Kissing.
Yeah. I like that licking.
Those are things that work.
What did he say?
I didn't say anything.
Those are just basic things that people do. All I know is like looking, caressing, touching, using your breath, like in the air, breathing on them softly.
Or like taking things and like playing with it in your mouth or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like a banana.
Yeah, that'll work. You know, if he's sitting in front of the TV and you want to have sex, you don't want to say anything, okay, you get right in front of him, you unzip his zipper, you know, you take his penis out, put it in your mouth, and you go to town. Start sucking on him.
Okay, then
that'll work, and we got new stuff.
I am recording the show. Let's go.
I was like, party show. What show?
What?
I think that's asking for everything.
So,
y'all mad, y'all upset? Just go to town. That's like medicine. It's like prescription.
I think a woman should
forget the
matter. Doctors should give that to each and every girlfriend and wife. They'd be like,
girlfriend, wife should just pull a nigga penis out every day and just suck on that junk for no reason. Like, just because it's Monday.
I know this was a bad idea to have all these fellas on the show. I really.
No, because no, it's not, because y'all holding y'all own, and we letting y'all talk, and they taking turns speaking. But at the same time, we feel as though as men,
right,
that is like one of the God creations. That was like one of his things he created during the seventh day. He specifically made that for men. I'm sorry.
Nobody's negating that fact. What I'm saying is that I don't want y'all to get the assumption that all it takes is a woman giving you head every day, and that's going to keep the relationship going, because it's a two-way street. I mean, I can suck my man's penis every day, and that doesn't necessarily mean that my needs are being met. And I just want to get both sides of the story, because certain women don't have the confidence that they need. And certain women, because they lack that confidence, they're not handling their business in that department, as such as, you know, flirting with you or sucking your penis or, you know, making these little sly comments that say, I want to have sex or I want to initiate some intimacy. But what if the woman is doing all that? What if she's showing she got swag, she got confidence? I am that perfect 10. I'm flirting, I'm sucking dick, I'm, you know, kissing on you, I'm licking on you, I'm blowing in your ear and all this stuff. But you're not doing that. I want to know from the fellas, like, are you putting up that much work as the woman is? Because we go through all the trouble of getting our nails done, getting our hair done, looking nice, and then on top of that, flirting with you, kissing on you, cleaning the house, and cooking. I mean, why aren't men these days doing those same gestures?
I got a rebuttal.
Okay.
I understand exactly what you're saying, and you're absolutely true. But what is it that you women, now making you the spokesman or woman, want from a man? Because for the most part, don't no woman want no pretty boy. So what is it that you want from us? If you had to lay it out on the table, what do y'all want men to do? Because everything we do, either you're not doing it right, you didn't do it at the right time, or some other craziness. I'm just asking. Get it out there for us.
For me, I can sum that up in one word, and that's courtship. There used to be a time where there was notes and there was flowers and there was dates and there was little surprise gifts and stuff like that. Men are no longer doing that no more. They go from meeting somebody to talking to them to having a baby by them. That's crazy.
Wow.
What happened to the dating? What happened to the flowers? What happened to the courtship? What happened to, and this might sound corny, but what happened to standing outside my window saying you couldn't go through the day without seeing my face, you want me to have a good night, but you love me? Really, what happened to the man with the boombox outside the window playing a love song?
The boombox.
Yeah, boombox, you're going to get arrested. But one thing that I can say is what you accept, what you tolerate as an individual, what you allow them to do. If you do not allow them to do that, tell them what you want and what you expect. If he ain't that dude, he ain't going to be around you. He going to bounce. And
okay, Ms. Roberts, you talk to a whole lot of women.
Yes.
What is the woman saying? What do they want?
Lots of them don't know. Lots of them say that they want a good man, but they have to understand, in order to get a good man, you got to be a good woman. It works both ways.
Amen.
And to really say what happened to the chivalry and what happened to the romance, the internet and friends with benefits, that's what happened. A lot of people are just about, look, I just want it, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's it. So, and talking to so many women, lots of them just say, I want a good man. Okay, define good man. He has to have a good job. He has to have this. He has to have that. Lots of things are material. And even when I speak to a lot of men, too, it's material. What happened to, I want a man to be spiritual or a woman to be spiritual? Or I want my lady or my man to recognize the little things that count. How I feel when I walk through the door and I'm upset, that they pick up on that. men and women both want that. So those are things that people really need to look at when they're saying, I want a good mate. If they don't look at those things.
Men nowadays are saying, I want big breasts, big booty, long hair, instead of saying, I want drive, I want ambition, I want intelligence. Women nowadays saying he got to have a house and he got to have a car, instead of saying he has to have a sensitive side, he has to be compassionate, and like you said, be spiritual. We're no longer asking for the stuff that makes a difference. Because you can have a man with a car and a good job and lots of money and a big house, but if that man doesn't know how to hold you when you need to be held or talk to you when you need somebody to vent to, then what is all that? It doesn't make a difference. You're going to be sitting in this big house with this nice car and a man who's always at work and you're sitting there lonely between your legs because you don't got nobody to make love to. I mean, it's crazy.
No, it's not going to work.
I hope you have that in your book, because I feel like that's a part of being a perfect 10 as well. Not only is it about having confidence and within yourself and knowing how to seduce your man and all that, it should be also about knowing when to say, I need more, when I need, you know, my needs need to be met as well. And being confident within yourself to say that these things need to happen or this is not going to work.
Right.
I think another thing is that how men are brought up and how women are brought up, we need to really just cancel all that and really take the time and effort to get to know each other as an individual just to see if we're compatible with one another. And if that's the case, then we can move forward with a lot of things. We can put other things in place and build in the material, then whatever else, we can build and grow together. But if you don't have any compatibility, if you don't have communication, if you don't have that that spark amongst one another, if you don't have that spiritual connection, you don't have that physical connection, none of this stuff is it means nothing at all.
It's not going to mean nothing. It's going to mean that you just had sex with somebody just to be having sex with them. Because if you don't even take the time out to get to know the person before you slept with them, then the relationship is going to end anyway. It's going to be irreversible. It's just like you face it and you just say, I met you, I'm going to sleep with you, and then I'm going to move on to the next person. Because there's never nothing going to come from that if you don't get to know the person first.
True statement.
You have to stand your ground. Whenever you make those decisions to say, look, this is not what I'm accepting, don't say tomorrow, okay, well, I'll accept it this time. No, I'm not accepting this. Tomorrow, I'm not accepting it. Next year, don't come to me. I'm not accepting it. So that's what makes people respect you also.
And it's so crazy how a lot of women, they can tell their girlfriends and their sisters and other friends or whatever, this same information, they could sit there and give them that same kind of advice, and then you come to find out, if you look behind closed doors, they're in the same situation themselves. It's like we're so desperate. Women are so desperate to find a man, period, just to have a man in the house, and they accept anything just to have a man in the house. And men are just so desperate to just get as many booties as they can get before they settle down on that one ultimate booty.
Once you are the way you are, by a certain age, you are not going to change. It's going to take, you know, willpower. It's going to take changing within yourself to understand and know that if I'm going to continue this behavior, you know, not only am I hurting the people, I'm hurting other people's sisters or whoever. You know what I mean? And, you know, you got to understand, too, in this whole situation, while you're hurting other people, it's going to come back to you. Somebody else is going to hurt you. So until you get in the process, what you need to do to move forward, you know, to be in a place that you can accept and be the man for a woman as she's supposed to be and for the woman to be who she's supposed to be for that man, I mean, it's a lot of open, you know, you got to have an open mind, an open heart. You got to have, you know, you just have to be in that place to be, you know, at that time to be able to accept it and embrace it and give to one another. If not,
you know, you can cast. We can go back and keep doing this every day, all day, and never achieve anything at all.
Right.
Now, Ms. Robinson,
great thought. Great point.
Do you have the excerpt from your book with you?
What I've sent you?
Yeah, you don't have to do that. I just wanted the listeners to get an excerpt of the book.
Okay. I'll take an excerpt from chapter 8, which is very important.
And what is that chapter about?
This chapter is the last chapter of the book, and basically it's telling readers out there that all that what I've said is things that you can build upon for confidence, but it's most important that you learn from what you've cultured, meaning learning about yourself, okay, being confident with you. And I'll just read this part. Practice what you've learned and reread what you've cultured. Express and celebrate you. Set the mood and tone. Enhance your inner and outer beauty. Do away with insecurity, fear, hate, and all things that hinder you. As I have learned in the past, take time and better you. Go out and treat yourself to some new clothes. Take care of yourself. Learn new things. Be a fully seasoned person. Dress well, eat well, be well. And that's a little something I just want to share with the readers out there.
Okay,
yeah.
I want to thank Suzanne A. Roberts, author of The Undercover Spin, The Unwritten Rules for Fair Relationships, for being on the Gap Two Diva radio show. We really appreciate it. We had a very intense conversation. We haven't had this deep of a conversation in weeks, so I really appreciate it. Most of the time, it's nothing but coonery, buffoonery on here, and a lot of craziness, a lot of ratchetness and raggediness, but you brought a different perspective to the show. I hope the listeners and everybody involved gain something from this, because it's very important that not only women, but men and women together gain confidence. That way, we have confidence. We know exactly what we want. We know that we deserve so much more and that we are so blessed in whatever capacity our lives are in at this moment, that we should start accepting more things out of life and start, you know, making rules and limitations and standards for ourselves. And that way, our relationships with our significant other and with other people can be more positive. And I really appreciate you putting that perspective out there for us. Anybody else had any questions before we let Ms. Roberts go?
I don't have a question. I have a statement. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I appreciate you having me on. I really just want to thank everybody there. It was a great conversation. I truly enjoyed it. And I just want to say one thing to everybody that's listening. I just want to challenge everybody to love, to have wisdom, dare to be successful, know that you'll have a great relationship. So thank
now,
you so much
people,
for having me on.
How can people purchase your book and get in touch with you?
Okay, I have it on www.xlibris.com. You can also purchase it at www.amazon.com and at barnesandnoble.com.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's on sale for how much now?
It's selling anywhere from $11 to $15 online. And if you buy the ebook, I believe the price is $7.99.
Okay, and do you have an email for anybody who wants to ask you any questions or get some advice from you?
Yes, it's the undercover 10, the number 10, at gmail.com.
Okay, so you can reach Suzanne A. Roberts at the undercover 10, that's 10, at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Roberts. I really appreciate it. We had a great time with you. And I wish you nothing but luck, and I'm going to start sending people in your direction to pick up this book, The Undercover 10, The Unwritten Rules for Fair Relationships.
Thank you so much, everyone. I had a great time.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night.
All right, you too.
Okay, so that was Suzanne A. Roberts, the author of The Undercover 10, The Unwritten Rules for Self Relationships. I think that we kind of like, I think you took over the conversation.
I love it. We're all very opinionated
people, and the subject matter of her book is basically about finding confidence in yourself so that you can have good relationships with other people. Do y'all feel like that helped y'all a little bit as far as getting some insight on what's wrong with these women that y'all dealing with?
I know one thing. She made a great point about, because you got a lot of women. What? Anyway, you have a lot of women that feel like they don't need to tell their man how to please them. You know what I'm saying? They feel a certain way about that. You know what I mean? It's like, what's wrong with telling your man how to please you and then letting him do his thing after that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think things would be a lot easier.
There's nothing wrong with it if the man listens. It's no point if I'm sitting here describing exactly how to please me, and then you get up in there and you forgot the instruction. Should I write it down?
First of all, I ain't even talking about you, little person. So
I'm just saying, that's what I mean. And I gotta put it out and write it out for you and just say, here, this is the instructions. This is how you.
I'm just saying. I'm not talking about you, because me and you, we communicate all the time. I'm just saying you have women out there that don't communicate to their man. And then their man is not pleasing them, and then they want to run out here and cheat on them. You know what I'm saying? So
because they make the stupid mistake of thinking that every man that says, I'm feeling you, or I like you, or I love you, can read their mind. Just because he has some intimate feelings for you does not mean he can read your mind. You should be able to communicate, this is how I deserve to be taken care of. A lot of women, I find a lot of women, they wait to see what you want, and they try to mold themselves into being that person. Chris, you know exactly
wrong,
what I'm talking
wrong,
about.
Wrong. They shouldn't do that.
But Chris, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They're wrong, but you know what I'm talking about. How many chicks have you known people to deal with that will sit there and wait to see what kind of chick that you want, and then they'll try to be that girl instead of saying, this is the girl that I am. If I'm not the right one for you, then you need to move on. That's their desperate need to have a man in their lives that they try to be that man's dream instead of being the dream woman that they are inside.
What dudes should do is tell all these chicks, I want a sexy-ass nut. And see if these chicks
are happy with being that person, then she's going to be miserable, and it's going to come out that she's not who she says she is, and you are going to be pissed off. Like, she's been lying all this time saying she's doing this and doing that. That's not even the type of person she is.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, but... we're not going to get it, because we'll be here all night. So I'm getting ready to wrap this up. I want y'all to make sure that y'all come to the Two Street Festival. We're going to be there on Saturday. It's from 2 to something. I don't know, but we're going to get there about 3. And we're going to be taking pictures and doing some live footage from there. And also, we're going to be at Have a Nice Day Cafe that night. It's supposed to be out Power 92 tonight, and it's going to be free before 11. So I'm trying to get in there for free. So I'm going to be there at 10:58. And
wow.
So we're taking some pictures and doing some footage from there. We'll be on the air broadcasting on Tuesday, October the 5th. Please be sure to tune in, because we will have Imani Misfit, the porno bisexual rapper, on the air.
What? Crazy.
This dude is off the chain. This dude is off the chain. He is
crazy.
One of our sexual rappers, so be sure to tune in, because that's going to be an exciting show. Other than that, I'm not going to see any of y'all until next week, so y'all have a great weekend. Please be safe. Please make sure you hit me up. Why aren't you talking while I'm talking?
I need that. Right quick.
Please hit me up at GapTubeDiva.com. Friend me on Facebook, facebook.com/GapTubeDiva. Or follow me on Twitter with my crazy random tweets at GapTubeDiva. It's all about the GapTubeDiva, so just Google me if you can't find me. Love y'all. Have a great night and be safe. Bye. Google me, bitch.
I'm a diva. I'm a diva. I'm a diva. I'm a diva. I'm a diva.